News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dublin City's recently appointed nighttime economy advisor, some people refer to him as the night mayor, with a Y-O-R, not the other kind, Ray O'Donoghue, who wants to turn around the negative narrative about the capital, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Ray. First of all, I'm going to say, I love Dublin. I think it's a fantastic city. What are your priorities to get people to come back into the city and embrace it again?
Well, that's a nice positive note to start on, Ciara, and I love it as well, and I've kind of fallen in love with it again. I wouldn't have been in town as much last year myself, being honest, but since I've been in this position for 6 months thereabouts, and I'm in town every day, twice a day sometimes, and I'm really excited about this. And I think that, you know, we can turn the narrative around, because there's a lot of negativity around, and the whole basis of the strategy is to three pillars, I suppose, is to put a lot more cultural activity on the streets, in venues, in different venues. The second part of it, I guess, is safety, which of course is of utmost importance, and it's the thing that keeps coming back up in surveys and so on. And in transport as well. Now, I won't have direct control over transport, but I can advocate, and I'm working with InRoad Air and NTA and so on. But definitely cultural activity, because that's my background, that's where I'm coming from. Been involved in festivals and running festivals for 25 years. I'm a musician, DJ, have been anyway. And that's where I can really put my back into it, you know.
Now, I have to say, I like what you're saying. It strikes me as this is the right approach, because you're going to increase the draw, increase the pull factor into the city with the cultural stuff, but you're also going to maybe remove some of the negatives, because I do think that the two issues for people, you've nailed them, are people worry about security in the city, they worry about a lack of guards, they worry about antisocial stuff. But even more basic, they worry about getting home. I mean, we don't have brilliant public transport after a certain hour compared to other international cities.
And as I said, it's not something that I have direct control over, but we are working on it. I'm talking to the likes of Irish Rail about possibly a programme of late night trains where we know various nights of the year are going to be more busy than the other nights, and Dublin Bus are looking at putting on more late night options and maybe more demand led options. But as I said, where I can have control is the cultural activity. We're doing comedy.
We heard it was Science Week earlier, on the show, and the guy who was on, he was talking about this giant newt that's travelling around the city. Things like that bring in families and bring in people who aren't engaged in antisocial behaviour, and do create that kind of feeling of welcome in the city, don't they?
Exactly. Like, look at Culture Night. It was 1,700 things on around the country. There was nearly 400 things on in Dublin. We did Culture Night Late, Nocturnal Beats, it was called, the first time that venues, Culture Night went until 2:30 in the morning. And that was great. Some of the venues getting back to me saying, oh my God, it was the best night we've ever had, you know? So, so there's activity happening. We're doing.
I like it. And as I say, I'm a great lover of Dublin, and I want to see it. I want to see it as a place that people want to engage. We're going to have you back on, Ray. It's as simple as that, because there's more to talk about, but we can't this morning. But I also think if anything big is coming up, we'll definitely get you on, because I think people want to see the capital change and be used differently. Thank you so much for talking to us. That is Dublin's nighttime economic advisor, Ray O'Donoghue.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.